If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is who versus that. Leslie called in with this question.
My pet peeve is who versus that, as in, you know Bob, he's the guy that sold me my car. It drives me nuts. Or am I mistaken and it's just become part of the new English verbiage in the evolution of the language?
I kind of talked about this question in episode 7, but other people have also asked the same thing recently, including Corinne, so I thought it would be worth going into a little further. The quick and dirty answer is that you use who when you're talking about a person, and that when you're talking about an object. Stick with that rule and you'll be safe. But of course, it's more complicated than that. The who goes with people rule is the conventional wisdom. But on the other hand, I did find a credible reference that says otherwise. I was shocked to see that my American Heritage Dictionary says, quote, it's entirely acceptable to write either the man that wanted to talk to you or the man who wanted to talk to you. Wow. So I dug around some more and found that there is a long history of writers using that as a relative pronoun when writing about people. Chaucer did it, for example. So, it's more of a gray area than some people think, and if you have strong feelings about it, you could make an argument for using that when you're talking about people. But my guess is that most people who use who and that interchangeably do it because they don't know the difference. I don't consider myself a grammar snob. This is quick and dirty grammar, after all. But in this case, I have to take the side of the people who prefer the strict rule. To me, using that when you're talking about a person makes them seem less than human. I always think of my friend who would only refer to his new stepmother as the woman that married my father. He was clearly trying to indicate his animosity, and you wouldn't want to do that accidentally. Finally, even if you accept the conventional wisdom, there are some gray areas and strange exceptions. For example, what do you do when you're talking about something animate that isn't human? That's a gray area, and it can actually go either way. I would never refer to my dog as anything less than who, but my fish could probably be a that. The strange exception is that you can use whose, which is the possessive form of who, to refer to both people and things, because English doesn't have a possessive form of that. So it's fine to say the desk whose top is cluttered with grammar books, even though it's obviously ridiculous to say the desk who is made of cherry wood. So now you understand the details, but you can also remember the quick and dirty rule that who goes with people and that goes with things. That's all. As always, this is Grammar Girl, striving to be your friendly guide in the writing world. If you'd like to call in with a question, the number is 206-338-GIRL. Or if you have a microphone on your computer, you can use the free MyChingo tool in the sidebar at the Grammar Girl section of qdnow.com. There's also a transcript of this podcast at qdnow.com and a poll asking whether you think it's okay to use the word that when you're writing about a person.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.